Ooh. Ooh. He walked into a poppy field where red and green were softly sealed. The wind was calm, the ground was dry, and gentle clouds were drifting by. He stood and watched the field expand, then brushed some dust off from his hands. He felt his mind grow slow and dim as drowsiness took hold of him. I'll rest a moment, close my eyes, he said, and laid beneath the sky.
He closed his eyes, his breathing deep. The poppy swayed, he fell asleep. His thoughts grew faint, his body eased, and all around the motion
curved and rose. They formed before his weary nose. They led him upward, curve by curve, along a path he could not swerve. He looked once back, a trace of ache, to see the field he must forsake. He took a step, the path was plain. He started climbing. He said, I'll see where this may end, perhaps beyond the final bend.
He climbed and climbed, but seemed to stay the same small step from where he lay. The steps would turn, the view would spin, and yet he stayed where he had been.
He stopped to rest, his pace was slow. The poppy field spread down below. He looked around, confused but calm. The air around him kept its balm. He climbed again, the curve was round. The same old view was always found. He blinked and saw with puzzled stare. He never moved, he was still there.
He turned around, the steps weren't there. He couldn't see them anywhere. He stood in silence, looked ahead, and doubts were forming in his head. He's waiting where he lay.
He smiled a bit, his gaze ahead, and walked along the gentle red.
He climbed and climbed, but seemed to stay the same small step from where he lay. The steps would turn, the view would spin, yet he stayed where he had been.
Woke within the red and green, unclear of what his dream had been. Mm-hmm. love.